Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. We've been reading your blogs, and we've picked, Jeff and I have, the Issues, Etc. blog posts of the week. If you'd like us to read your blog, you can know that we are, in fact, that we're at least perusing and making sure that we see where everything is there. If you have the Issues, Etc. widget, you get it by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find the widget there near the bottom of the page. Put it on your blog, email us, and let us know that you did. And then we'll add your blog to the many that we read, and it will be a contender for Blog of the Week each and every Friday. What's your pick, Jeff?
Mine is Cyberstones by Pastor David Peterson, a regular guest on this show. He twists a popular Winston Churchill quote, and it reads, "The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the worst church body the world has ever known, except for all the others." That's like my pick, that. Cyberstones by Pastor David Peterson.
That's a model of brevity, and so true. My pick comes from, oddly enough, a blog by Pastor Paul McCain, not Cyberstones, but Cyber Brethren, where he has posted something. I don't know if it's of his own authorship or someone else's, but something called Evidence for Infant Baptism in the Early Church. And he goes through both the church fathers and certain inscriptions found from the ancient church that show in unmistakable clarity that the early church was in baptizing infants from the very beginning, and that the early church practiced this without any apology, and that the early church considered infants proper candidates for baptism, in need of baptism. Reading this kind of stuff, the ancient history of the church, where we find the most ancient Christians practicing infant baptism, shouldn't surprise us, because after all, that is what Christ commanded. But it should also cause many to go back and say, if we have rejected infant baptism because we don't think the Bible teaches it, why did the earliest Christians practice it and consider it a biblical teaching, an apostolic? These are people who are taught by the apostles, and they practiced this uniformly in early Christendom, and maybe reconsider the low view of baptism you have adopted, and think again about what the earliest church believed about baptism so strongly that they even baptized infants they believed in need, just as adults are in need of it. So it's my blog. You go read it for yourself. It's great stuff. It's called Evidence for Infant Baptism in the Early Church at Cyber Brethren. Both Jeff's pick and my pick will appear at our website under the on-demand page, issuesetc.org.